at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. I know you don't want to hear this, but believe it or not, we are going to have a couple of snow showers this afternoon, mainly after 4 o'clock, though, so on that ride home. Be careful, all right? Take your time. Slow and steady wins the race. Tonight, scattered rain, snow showers before 8 o'clock, then a slight chance of snow showers again. I'm getting tired of saying this. Thursday, chance of snow showers after 2 o'clock, but partly sunny also. Thursday night, chance of rain. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Just remember, every single day gets us closer to spring, every day. And then mostly sunny with a high over 37. Friday night, mostly clear, and then going into the weekend, sunny with a high near, you ready for this, 42. Partly cloudy that night, back down to 26. And then Sunday, you got a high near 48. Those digits are clicking up a little bit, so pay attention to it, and don't forget, you can get outside soon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand.
Hey there, Hunterdon County. Welcome. First edition of Max Living. Brought to you by the brand new and ultra cool Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Yep, we're going to be opening up in summer of 2018. Hoping June, that's for sure. And this is our premiere episode. I'm going to turn on your microphones here because I didn't do that yet. So I'm your host, Mark LaRose, and this is Max Living. Thanks for joining us. We see you on Facebook out there. Hello to everybody.
What's up, everyone?
And this is my guest here. This is Ron and Lauren Edelstein. They are the owners, the creators, the driving forces behind Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for joining me today.
That was some introduction, no. I must say.
You should see my notes. I didn't even get into those yet.
I feel like a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, you are. We talked about this off air, too. So where are we going to be? We are going to be opening up at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. That's 1802 State Route 31 in Clinton. Okay.
It's a special place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we are here today, and we're mainly, this is our premiere episode, and thank you for joining us. Our main thing that we want to do is to help you get healthier and stay healthy. We're here to help motivate you, educate you. This show is going to be a variety of things. We'll have guests on it. I need to bring a paperclip for my towel. This is the problem, guys. And the last time I did radio, there was no live streaming. Now people can see my towel falling. I don't like that.
This is live, everybody.
It is live.
We are taking over the radio.
Absolutely. and Facebook Live. This is such a great thing. So awesome. Anyway, I'm going to jump right into it. So Ron and Lauren are husband and wife team. They've been married just about 10 years, and they currently reside down in Monmouth County with their 4-year-old son, handsome little guy named Leo, and a sweet golden doodle. Yeah. And her name is Lola.
She was a showgirl.
She was a showgirl.
Perfect. Is that where you got the name from, Barry Manilow?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I actually came up with the name.
There you go. Anyway, so Ron, you grew up in Queens. You're a fitness veteran. You have about 25 years in the industry. Lauren was also a Queens native, grew up in Central Jersey, considers herself a Jersey girl.
That's right.
So let's start here. Ron, tell me a little bit about how you got into fitness at the very beginning.
The very beginning, going way back, goes back to junior high school, right in gym class in the seventh grade. I befriended a gym teacher who became a real close friend of mine. He happened to be a power lifter. I think I was 15 years old. And he said, hey, you should work out. You should go to the gym. You know, we have a gym in the school, which was Jamaica High School. Mm-hmm. And he started training me at the age of 15. And I became hooked.
Very cool.
And that's all I wanted to do is just, you know, work out. I started. Mm-hmm. And then I just started brainstorming. I started just, you know, learning about nutrition. Mm-hmm. I was just fascinated about, you know, from supplements to what foods will build muscle, lose body fat, tone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was hooked at a young age. And I still have I'm 44 and I still have the same energy and passion and enthusiasm, probably actually more now.
More now, yeah.
You know, so it's something that's never left me. Mm-hmm. And all that bottled enthusiasm, I'm going to bring to Clinton.
And that's, you know, making it a lifestyle is really the key.
That's
what you did too.
This is not a 10-week thing for me. This is life, you know. So, and obviously the Max Challenge is a 10-week body transformation program. But what I'm going to really teach people is after 10 weeks, this is a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. Lauren.
Yes.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So how'd you get into fitness? How did it start with you?
Well, I could go back to my high school years and say I was a track star.
She is pretty fast.
Myself, I don't have such a tight connection early on. You know, I kind of took advantage of a fast metabolism as a means to say, no, I'm definitely in shape. But time catches up with you, and especially after having a kid, you know, reality and gravity certainly sets in. So I started my true journey with connecting to fitness and overall well-being through actually yoga, a great yoga studio by us. And 2 years into it, you know, I'm definitely happy with the results. And what I was lacking, though, and it really became such such as unknown in my life, like there's something else missing. I don't know what it is. There's just something missing. And I couldn't figure out what that piece was. And the more I was going to these yoga sessions and really just admiring these women, these inspirational women around me, seeing how they really give their heart and soul into their students and the community organizations and events that they run, it clicked. Like, that's what's missing in my life, that opportunity to give back. And I could never instruct. That's just not my, you know, left, right, forwards, backwards, I don't know. So that's a separate challenge in its own. But just that's what clicked, that's what was missing, just this desire to give back to the community and to people and to help people around me become better versions of themselves. And, you know, I will say this, that I've always believed in karma, but going through my yoga journey and now through my Max journey as a member at one of the facilities in Hazlitt, you walk out of there feeling great, and I think it just puts this difference, you know, a different kind of a smile on your face, a different expression, and you engage more with people, and they come up to you more and just strike up these random conversations. And it's just that karma is really all around, like that positive energy. You just feel it. And I think if we could bring fitness to our schools at a young age, and it's not just your weekly gym class, or I think it's even daily now in schools, but I think this world would be just a kinder place.
Absolutely.
To bring that energy.
I think that's one of the things that we all share. And you know what? I think what we should do right here, because I know she's listening, let's give a shout out to Megan, our senior instructor.
Hey,
what's
Megan
up, Megan?
Megan.
Our superstar.
Megan is a superstar. So for everybody watching and listening, I'm telling you right now that there's a locomotive
coming to Clinton.
Absolutely.
And it's the four of us, but Megan is special, and she's going to be absolutely fantastic. So I hope she's listening.
Yeah, and if you're listening on the radio, you get to the Facebook, and you check out the Max Challenge of Clinton, and you can see Megan's before and after pictures, which she proudly displays. She has some backstory on that. And she's going to be my guest here on April 11th, on the show for April 11th, actually. So I'll have her in here. And
awesome.
I have to have her bring one of those pictures, too.
Just to touch on what you said, that picture, that before and after picture is unbelievable. And the reality is that's what you can expect if you put yourself in that mindset and you focus for those 10 weeks. That's what could happen.
Yeah.
And the difference, you know, that this is about results. People today want results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really missing. I mean, if you look at the fitness business, the business as a whole is failing. You know, 50% of people in this country are obese. Mm-hmm. It's because these big gyms, these big box gyms are designed for you not to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So we are results oriented. And that picture by Megan exemplifies that.
Absolutely.
Because, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So look out for Megan. She's coming to 1802 State Route 31 North. Gray Rock
Shopping Plaza. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, she's inspirational, Megan. She is. We're coming up on a hard break here in about 60 seconds or so. In 60 seconds, I'll just tell you a little bit about me in case you're tuning in the first time. I'm going to be the center leader or manager, as they say.
I don't like using the word manager. It's just a funny word to me. I think, you know, anybody that knows Mark, I think he's special. I think he's unique. I think he's extremely smart and talented. And he's not a manager. He's a leader.
More.
Leader.
No, I'm just
absolutely
kidding.
So I will tell you that thanks for having us and for hosting us and putting this all together. It's greatly appreciated. And I know with certainty that the things that you're going to do in this community are going to be staggering.
We're going to be a driving force, all of us, in Clinton to bring people health. I personally used to be over 304 pounds, about 304 pounds years ago. I've been a nationally certified personal trainer for about 16 years. So it's not like I'm walking in here with just guessing on things. I'll understand people's problems about it, but I'm also going to understand their excuses, too, because God knows I've been through all of my excuses. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to be right back, and then we're going to talk more about what the Max Challenge is, what brought us here, how they got to Clinton, Ron and Lauren.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there! Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us or joining us. I'm Mark LaRose, Center Manager for the Max Challenge of Clinton, and you are listening to Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, opening summer 2018. And I am here with very special guests. I keep forgetting I can be animated because people are watching now. Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the owners, the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. So, to jump right into it, Ron.
Yes.
Tell me. Why the Max Challenge? You are an entrepreneur. I know a little bit about your background. You're driven. You're success-oriented. Why the Max Challenge?
Why not? Why not? I was at a party many months ago, and I met a young lady that had a couple of facilities. We struck up a conversation, and she said one thing to me that I never forgot. She said, you know, we help them with their food intake. We give them these 9-ounce containers. That's what she told me. And I made a mental note right there to say, I need to look at this. Mm. And the reason being is what she really said is we help people with nutritional counseling, right? The right foods, the right times, and the right quantities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what I said earlier. If you look at the fitness business, it's a failing business, right? Half the people in America are obese. Yeah. You look at children today, they're stuck on their iPhones and their iPads, so they're addicted to technology. So they're not active. So they're going to school. They're reading junk.
Yeah, and a lot of what the school feeds them doesn't help either.
If you look at like a big box gym, they've built their model around you not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And today, and then you have these little whippersnappers coming into the business with specialized training. And results driven. So, you know, to answer the question really specific is I fell in love with the program. This is a special program. There's no program. There's not one program that's out there, not one, mm-hmm. that's going to combine effective group fitness classes, okay, nutritional counseling, tremendous amounts of motivation in a family environment, mm-hmm. in a 10-week program.
Ron, your first class that you took with Max Challenge, what was your thoughts right after?
I took my first class with Mark at Hazlitt. It was a 6 a.m. class. We did upper body. And he beat me up pretty good.
Yeah.
And at the end of the class, he said to me, you should come and do cardio. And I looked at him and I said, this was fantastic. I'm sweating bullets.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the program. I loved it. And then when I looked at the nutrition, you know, over 10 weeks, without getting into too much detail as far as carb cycling, cycling even your fats, I said, these people are pros. They figured this out. This mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense. You know, yeah. I come from a background. You know, I know nutrition. I've worked with people virtually. I've worked as a personal trainer for years. This works. So if anybody's listening to this, believe me when I tell you that there's nothing like this. This program works. The difference between us and, like I said, like a big box gym is we're results oriented. We're going to ask mm-hmm. you a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to know your name. We're going to find out about your goals. We want to know you. We want to know how we can service you. And then at that point, you're going to go through the program. And look, I think we're results driven. I think the results will be extraordinary.
Yeah.
So that's why I fell in love with the program from soup to nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And look, to me, this is an easy sell. I mean, you look at what's going on in this country. Look at the cost of health care. I know what I pay, and I'm a healthy guy with a family of three. It's costing me a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you're sick, if you're overweight? We have the remedy. So this is not a facility. This is not a gym. This is not a center.
Mm-hmm.
This is a life-changing program.
When you come to Clinton, you come to 1802 State Route 31 at the Gray Rock Plaza, the Max Challenge of Clinton, or the Max Challenge of in any location. This is these are special people doing special things. We're not here for an enrollment fee, and then we don't know who, we don't care about you.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, if you look at a big box gym, if and the average big box gym has a couple thousand members, it can't fit more than 300 people. Yeah. Can you imagine if they all showed up?
We were talking about it over lunch. We have community. Mm-hmm. That's what one of the things we definitely have is community.
So. When we were doing our discovery with the Max franchise, everybody's so helpful and they're so glad to have you and explain what this program is all about, but really go under the hood and they are so community driven. They do charity events. There's at least one charity event franchise wide. It's called the Max Day of Living. The next one is April 21st. Okay. And every Max Center will have their own version of what they're doing, their charitable cause that they're raising for and how they're approaching it. But outside of that, each center throughout the year, they host their own charitable events. So it's the sense of community that they really instill into their own values, and it just easily passes on and trickles down to the franchisors. And it's a great family, great community to be involved with.
Absolutely. Speaking of community, too, why Clinton? Tell us why Clinton?
So going through the discovery with Max Franchise, we were provided with a list of available territories in New Jersey. There was nothing close to home. You know, everything was at least an hour out, more northwest or south. So we kind of looked into the different territories that were available, and we took a ride up here one day, still in the discovery stage, so we hadn't committed to anything yet. And driving up here, I'm like, there's just farm and silos, and what are we doing here? And then we went into the historical district, downtown Clinton, and just it was beautiful. Walking over that bridge, that iron bridge, the waterfall there, the Red Mill, the different cafes and restaurants and the bookstore, and just this overwhelming sense of community and where you really feel good and everybody knows who you are, and just a nice, clean town, so friendly, and this is a small community. We're a family driven community, and it just really captured us.
Yeah.
So we committed to Clinton, and now fast forward into working with a realtor and where is the right place for us. And we looked at some big strip malls and just kind of felt we would be lost in something like that. And when we looked at the Gray Rock Village real estate, it just totally, that sense of community easily transpired into that center. It's a small little center, but it just, the look and feel of it, where it's situated on the highway, you know, we're not part of a big strip mall, and It feels like a tight-knit community, and we're happy to be there.
And if you don't know where that is, because because we're community, we're going to pump up our neighbors, too. The Gray Rock is where the UPS store is. It's where Benjamin Moore Paints is. What's the
There's a Well-Bred.
Well-Bred is there?
There's a bagel shop there, Bagel and Deli.
And that pizza place has been there since the 80s, which is incredible.
Long time.
That's cool. Wanted to touch on one quick thing.
Sure, man.
On your last question. The sense of community is huge. But a main thing when it came really to making the decision to get involved with the Max is the people, the actual franchise and the franchisees, from the CEO all the way down. These people, these were just good people. They had big hearts, and I knew it. And that was shocking, you know, especially coming. I come from the business world, from Wall Street, you know, and I wouldn't invite these people to my home for dinner. I'm being honest. But when I met Brian, when I met Frank, when I met Paul, when I met Teresa, when I met Sabrina, when I met Priscilla, and when I met the franchisees that were extremely helpful, I asked a lot. You know, Mark's been a tremendous help. Dinesh, Mike Keogh. These were all just like really good people, and that's rare. They were good people, and I just said, I remember one night I just said, I don't have to do this. Why am I doing this? I have to do this. It's not. It's
it just it was like a calling, you know.
Yeah.
So we're super excited, and look, these are good people.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. It starts from the top down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Top down at corporate level and down to the franchisors, and just helping one another out. So, you know, like I said, we work at the Hazlitt Center. Mark Knappersack runs that, and you know, he's willing to hang around and answer all of our questions and really any of the franchisors that we've
come
into communication with.
And then on my side, just to speak to it, because I'm still kind of new to it, and I've changed my entire workout to really start doing these classes. Mm-hmm. I go to the one in Pennington.
Yep.
With Paul down there and Lauren and Laura. I took Laura's class this morning. Great class.
Yep.
Laura, because I know she's listening. And occasionally we head over to Flemington too. But, and we talked about this over lunch just a little while ago, the sense of community on the member side is incredible. The things I see on Facebook, the support, mm-hmm. the high-fiving, the encouragement. I mean, we were doing group exercises this morning. Fantastic class. Laura had a group of people on one side of the gym, on the other side. Well, one is exercising. The other ones are
yeah.
clapping her hand. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Pushing. And one guy.
You know
guy,
what that does to somebody? It's huge.
It is huge. And this one guy, he didn't think he was going to get the last two reps out, and people just started
yeah,
shouting
yeah.
and encouraging him, and he got the last two out. So
the camaraderie is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. You know, you can see Ron's the more outgoing one of the two of us, and I will forever live in his shadow.
Stop.
But to go into a place like the Max, it breaks you out of your shell.
Yeah.
And I think that's really how you have so much fun doing it, because you're doing mm-hmm. things that otherwise you'd be like, that's just not for me. And here you are, you know, cheering somebody on as they're doing 20 burpees in front of you, and you know, it's just it's a great
yeah.
and to get that back also, that encouragement to
mm-hmm.
keep you going through your exercise.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm about to start my 10-week challenge, and this is probably where I should say this too. Hi, Susan. I love you. I didn't say
congratulations
that.
To Mark and Susan on their engagement. That is awesome. And look,
thank you.
We're blessed to have them.
Thank
to
you.
Be part of this team.
Appreciate that, guys.
Mark and Susan got engaged. Was it the day before we did our face-to-face
yes,
interview and shortly
interview.
After. Yet,
and it was something, because when you were talking about the Red Mill mm-hmm. and this beautiful downtown, because I proposed to her at the Red Mill, because that's where we said we loved each other the first time.
Oh.
You know, that's something that she and I love too, is this there's something about the town
yeah.
that draws you in, you know. But okay,
actually to just real quick to touch on that.
Yeah.
And she mentioned, you know, we went out to the town, and you know we went into various places, restaurants, and you know, for me, I looked around really carefully, and I really took a consensus, and it just kind of hit me from a competitive point of view. I said to myself, where are these folks training?
Yeah.
And it's almost like this had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be there. I saw, you know, one or two big box gyms, not to mention anybody's name, a few other places, which is great. But I believe that there was a need for this, and we're going to fulfill the need.
Excellent. Now let's go from there. And Lauren, I'm going to direct this question to you. And then when Lauren's done, Ron, same question to you, because this is, I think for us, and I mean the four of us, Megan included, this is a personal thing in a lot of ways. We all have our journeys,
mm-hmm.
You know, with mine, with battling the obesity. I know Megan's got her stories. You guys can have your stories too. So there is a personal aspect to this, that when people approach us, people call us, we want to help them. Sometimes people don't know what they're going to do next, and they're afraid, and we have that solution here. What is it specifically? Give me like the top one or two things that you want to do for your members at this facility. What's the top things you want to do?
I want them to come to us with a few, their own short list.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is weight loss. Maybe they have high blood pressure. Maybe they just don't have the stamina to keep up with their little ones at home. Whatever their story is, I want them to come in with that list, that story. And along their journey, I want them to be able to check things off of their list. So I lost my goal was to lose 20 pounds coming into this. I lost 25. I have a wedding. I'm getting married in 4 months. I wanted to shred for the wedding and, you know, get into that
yeah.
bikini for my honeymoon and check. So I want them to fulfill their goals, whatever their own personal goals are. The other thing is, for myself, like I said, this was a way to get me out of my shell doing these classes. For them to experience that too, sometimes your mind holds you back from things, and sometimes it just takes a little push from a familiar face or some encouragement from a stranger to help you overcome and break out of your own shell.
Yeah.
And I think once you come out of that shell, like, it just, your vision, you know, it expands and it broadens your horizons, and you're willing to accept mm-hmm. more into your own personal life once
Absolutely.
You break out of your own chains and push your own boundaries, and not to ever make yourself uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but sometimes you have to make yourself open for new opportunity
sure.
to get out of your comfort zone and push yourself into another level.
It's like that Facebook meme where it has that big circle and it says, you know, here's where everything's happening and here's your comfort zone and you're stuck inside
yep.
it, but here's where everything's really
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
true.
You got to get out of it. So
true.
Ron, top one or two things you want to do for your members. Go.
So I want to empower people and give them the tools to change their life.
Good word, empower.
That's what this is about. You know, there's plenty of places where people can train or they can learn how to eat. This is also about personal development. But to get granular, if you look and you say, well, what is the product? It comes down to something very simple. We talked about this. It's a before and after picture.
Right.
And what goes into that before and after picture is tremendous amounts of grit, of determination, of sacrifice, mm-hmm. of motivation, of all those things. So what do I want to do? I want to help people not reach their goals, empower them to exceed their goals. Because what happens when you exceed your goal, you now set a bigger goal and then a bigger goal. And, you know, if you're not living, you're dying. Do you understand that? So, you know, people progress when they reach goals, set new goals.
Mm-hmm.
So from a fitness perspective, if you come to my facility and many of you are listening, so you've spoken to me and you've, you know, and you all know I can talk a lot, but I ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
And I want to help you exceed your goals, empower you to become a better version of yourself. And in turn, you're going to be better to yourself. You're going to be a better father, better wife, right? Better community.
Yeah.
You'll go to work. You'll feel better. You'll just be a better version of you. And therefore, you'll help a lot of people. But it's not just physical.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, you know, it's like when it comes to fitness, we all talk about physical. It's also what happens between the ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's mental and it's emotional. And so, yeah, like I said, if you're coming to the Max at Clinton or if you're coming to any Max, these folks want to help you exceed your goals. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure that the folks that are with us in Team Clinton, we're going to hit it out of the park. And
go
believe me when I say that.
Go Team Clinton, yeah. You touched on it, and I've been doing this. I've been working out and have my own journey for a lot of years now. People, sometimes they haven't even tried yet. Some people have lost weight and gained it back and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I think we should encourage people to do is, you know, maybe you've tried it before. Maybe you've tried it three times before and it hasn't worked. This is different. And one thing you just touched on here, Ron, was just huge because I've said it to so many people myself. When you are healthier, if you've known for years that you need to drop 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 70 pounds, whatever it is, you're type 2 diabetes, you want to get off the medication, you know, you don't have enough energy to play with your kids or your grandkids. When you get healthier, it's going to trickle down. You're going to be better father, mother, husband, wife, spouse, partner. If whatever your occupation is, it's going to improve
Absolutely.
It. Your confidence level goes up.
I know this may sound not to be off color, but let's be very honest. That you say I'm married to my and I've known her for a long time. We're married 10 years. You know, we have a responsibility to each other. That I want to be the best version I can emotionally and physically. And what happens is, you know, whether you're married or not, I'll use this as an example, is, you know, you get older, you get stuck in your ways, you have children, they're going to school, they're going to daycare, and you're spending 15 hours a day taking care of everybody else but yourself. And then you kind of get into this rut, and you look in the mirror, and you keep your chin down, you don't feel good about yourself,
Yeah. You get down on yourself. And we've all been there. And so if you are that person, we understand. We care. We care. It's very that's powerful.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to – and again, not to – I will say it. I mean, listen, I said that the fitness business is failing. It's failing. Our kids are obese. Our people are obese. Our insurance companies are absolutely robbing us blind. I mean, it's listen, let's call a spade a spade. That we have the power to change ourselves and empower ourselves. And the way to do it is by eating the right things, working out, but and doing it in an effective manner. And that's what I love so much about it is that this is effective. And I say it, you know, if you go on Facebook, you're going to see it says extremely effective. Mm-hmm. It's extremely effective. It is. Group fitness. We're going to combine that with nutritional counseling. We're going to work with you day in and day out. And it's, by the way, it's very simple. This is our nutrition program. It's paint by numbers. We're going to walk you through it step by step. It's the right foods at the right times in the same supermarket that you're shopping now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to combine that with community, with family, with motivation. And I've said this to a bunch of people that if – and I've done the 10-week challenge. You know, people say, have you done a 10-week challenge? I work out there. That's just where I train. So for me, it's a lifestyle, okay? And look, the results are absolutely off the charts. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if you listen to 60%, half of what I say, half of what we say, if you take a certain percentage, the money that you spend for a 10-week challenge, whatever it costs, $299, $399, whatever, it's pennies. It's like a simple truth. The money that you will save in health insurance premiums, the physical and emotional changes that you make, the way you're going to treat your children, the way you're going to treat your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, the improvements at your job, it's worth millions. It's not even you can't even equate it to a number. So this is no brainer to me. This is easy.
Absolutely.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like for me, one out of two people are a customer. 10-week challenge or not, every day for me is a 10-week challenge.
Yeah.
So if someone calls me, say, when is the next 10-week challenge? It's today. Mm-hmm. When is the next 10-week challenge? It's tomorrow. Every day, life is a challenge. Mm-hmm. It doesn't end after 10 weeks. You guys, you get that?
I get it. Yep, you're preaching to the choir on that one. So absolutely. It's different in the sense that, and what's my motto? Success is not by accident.
It's never by accident.
Yeah. Failure is by accident. People, they get that. They donate their dues on a monthly basis.
I have to say this because I go on franchisee calls, so I'll quote Brian. He says, success leaves clues. It's very true.
That's true.
Very true.
That's true. Let's say hi to Brian, too, because hopefully he's watching and listening. So, but, you know, success is not by accident. You need a plan. You need a plan. And I think one of the first, I mean, I think it was on our phone call, our first phone call the three of us had. Where I said, you know, if I had a business idea and I wanted to get started, and I came to you guys and said, listen, I have a great business idea. I need $100,000 to get it started, though. Okay, we're going to make a lot of money, but I need $100,000. The first thing that you're going to ask me for is, where's your business plan? Mm-hmm.
And he asked me that question. That's a fact. And I said, where's the system in place
exactly
to get to there? You know, there's nothing random. It's like, you know, when you look at fitness, you look at nutrition, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the work, but you also have to. The most important thing, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want this to resonate, because if there's people that are listening right now that are obese, that are overweight, that or the guy that and by the way, this program is for everybody. You know, if you're a fitness guy and you want to build muscle, come to the max. Mm-hmm. If you are someone that just had a baby and you want to lose 30 pounds, come to the max. If you are morbidly obese and you go to the doctor and he tells you, you got to do something now and lose 150 pounds, come to the max. This is for everybody. And so getting back to what I said, if you're that person with your head down and you have these issues, pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that this is not a program. This is a life changing experience. And I have like this bottled enthusiasm in me, and I want that to resonate so people really understand that this is real. And that energy that everybody's going to have, it that's going to be around me, and it's just going to, that emotion's going to translate to that customer,
and boom, like a rocket, they're going to take off and, mm-hmm. and they're going to reach their goals. I know it.
I watched some of the comments on our Facebook page, though. People are saying some people love the clapping, by the way. I checked it out a little bit. So, listen, we're coming up on we've got about 3 minutes before we have to take a hard break here. So, Lauren.
Yes.
What is, you have to tell me in 30 seconds or less, what is the Max Challenge?
The Max Challenge is a life transformation. It's not a fad diet. It's not just some crazy workout routine. It's your fitness, your nutrition, your motivation. And you know what? We're going to keep you accountable to meeting your goals. We're going to help you. We have all of the motivation around you, starting with your trainer, the manager, the assistants that are there, the experienced leaders that are there at the center, you know, other trainers from different classes, the community around you, mm-hmm. the people you're working out next to 5 days a week, mm-hmm. that you're running into the local supermarket. There's a great Facebook page that the Max holds. And so within each center, they hold their own quote unquote secret page. Oh, yeah. Actually, you can see me quote unquote secret page. So Clinton certainly has one, and those are for our members. And then take that a level up. It's any person that attends a Max Challenge, instructors, owners, managers, clients alike. You know, you literally see people in a supermarket taking a picture asking, is this okay to eat?
Yeah.
I have a stiff neck this morning. Should I go to class? Should I not? And sometimes it's other members from that same facility that know you and they'll respond, or your trainer, or, you know, a trainer from 3 states away. And it's just, it's mm-hmm. great. It's helping people to overcome and, you know, keep them motivated to come. And, you know, it's sometimes a sounding board as well. And that's true motivation right there. Cool.
And, you know, before we go to break, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to get started and what to do here. And I just made a little note here. I wrote lies. If people are out there, if somebody's telling you, here, take these pills,
yes.
And you're going to do this, or here, you need this certain piece of equipment to do this, or buy this thing and you're going to wear it, or drink this drink and it's all going to magically appear, they are lying yeah. to you. Okay, you didn't get heavier overnight,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to lose it all overnight. It is a lifestyle transformation.
Yeah. And to touch on what you said, listen, the supplement companies, they're brilliant marketers. It's deceptive practices. And most of what's in these labels are not what they say. It's yeah. all proprietary. It's really junk. Deliverous. You're not getting what you think you're paying for, and it's not FDA approved. And we can get into that and talk about, you know, the protein and things like that. But mm-hmm. be careful what you put into your body, because you don't know what it is. And there's only one way to get this done, and that's to train the right way, to eat the right way, and to get the right motivation, and ultimately come to us.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Going to be at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31. You're not going to want to miss this. It's coming to Clinton. Be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you
Max
out
Living.
Of this place.
Somewhere brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, coming this summer, 1802 Route 31. And we are back, Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the owners, the driving forces.
The driving forces, wow. That's
the power
the
behind.
The,
oh, yes, the Jedi.
I feel like a superhero.
Susan's at her desk right now when you said Jedi going, oh, my God. He's going to love that. So listen.
I'm having so much fun. I got to say, this is special, man.
Me
oh,
too.
Man, we are going to listen this. Howard Stern, watch out. Here we come.
And you know what? We're going to be here every Wednesday, 1 o'clock. I'll be here every Wednesday, 1 o'clock. Next week, we're going to actually be talking. I'm going to be talking about the HIIT classes. We do high-intensity interval training classes and why those types of workouts are optimal for burning fat, toning muscle, building muscle, and just getting it done. And you know, people, this is a 45-minute class. This isn't an hour or 90-minute class. These are 45-minute classes, and they're great classes, and they ramp up, too. I know that. Week one starts at a certain level and it gets progressively more ramped up. So it's not like you're being thrown into the sharks, let's say, you know. So
the great thing is really because you have people starting up the program at different times. So you could be week five into the challenge and a newcomer, they're obviously at week one starting their own challenge. So no matter where you are within the challenge, because you also have legacy members too.
Mm-hmm.
There's modifications to any exercise. So, and your trainers are very aware of who is in their group and they're always helping you. And if you need a modification, they're showing you what those modifications are.
Very helpful.
A lot of exercises, there's three different levels. So if you're not really at that level three, but you feel like kicking it up a notch that day, you had some pot pepper on your eggs or your egg whites.
Kick it up a notch.
Take it up and it's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is fun. Tons of fun. So here's the big question.
Actually, real quick, getting back to what you said, and I don't want to spoil the show because I really think everybody needs to tune in next week because and Mark is going to go over HIIT training. And let me tell you something. It's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is extremely powerful because when you walk out of that gym and you go home, your body is still burning fat for hours,
if not for
like 2 days.
Absolutely.
And then you wake up in the morning and you wake up fresh. You know, you don't feel tired. You'll see. So I don't want to spoil it, but listen, the cardio portions are based upon HIIT training, which is high intensity interval training. I want everyone to tune in next week. It's going to be a special episode.
Absolutely.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. One of the interesting things was this, you know, not eating right after class. So that you keep that furnace going. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, what we need to do is to get you from being a storage facility to a furnace.
Yeah.
And that furnace kicks right up. And I felt it. Right after class last week, I went over to the store. I was looking for some containers. And I could still feel a little bit of sweat dripping out here. It's like 20 minutes later. I was like, dang, look at that. It actually works. So,
you know, the funny thing is there's a method to the madness. You know,
absolutely. Scientific.
The supplement companies teach you.
They don't teach you anything, actually. They mentally train you that when you buy these magazines, the minute you walk out of the gym, you're supposed to load your body up with carbs and protein right away because you've got to replace your glycogen levels. Yeah. We all heard this. And you know what? That's one thing. If you're a professional bodybuilder, then that's probably what you should be doing. Yeah. But we're, you know, the people that we're serving are not professional bodybuilders. These are people that really they need help. They want to get toned. Some want to lose a lot of weight. Some want to lose a little weight. So listen, there's a method to the madness.
Absolutely.
You know, for it's that's true, right? Everybody has a reason as to why they're looking to do any sort of a fitness camp or join a gym. There's always a why. Yeah. So I'm not necessarily looking to lose weight. Yeah, after I had the baby, I was looking to get back in shape, which was at a through a different course. But for me, going to the max, you know, it's I could say, well, I'm an owner. I have to do these classes. That's not the case at all. I love going to these classes. And for me, it's number one, my way of staying healthy. It keeps me disciplined. It gives me that energy that I need with a four-year-old. This is my me time. This is what I'm doing for myself. And this is how I'm taking care of myself. So it's not, you know, I don't have an end goal to continue to lose weight. Yeah. It's just now for me, it's maintaining that healthy living. Yeah. You know, I go to class and there are people certainly that they did a few challenges and they're just legacy members and they've been there for years as legacy and that's awesome. And they're clearly in shape and they're, you know, they're running marathons, they're training for marathons or they're avid tennis players. These are just fun classes. I could never walk into a big box gym, you know, do my warm up and then go, I don't know, what are you supposed to do? I don't know.
Right.
You know, if I had
you're
a personal trainer.
You're not supposed
trainer,
to show up.
If yeah. I had a personal trainer, that's one thing. That's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So with the max, it's like you get that personal trainer experience, but you're amongst a group, and mm-hmm. that's what makes it fun and exciting. And the music that's going on and uh-huh. the engagement during the workout, and then to have a nutrition. Yeah. You know, I thought we ate healthy. We shop at Whole Foods. That's 2 minutes away from us. But you know what? Just because something is labeled organic, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It really doesn't. There's organic bunny snacks. Okay, the yes. little gummy bunny snacks. Yeah. It's still crap.
Yeah.
You know? But it really was an eye opener to say, you know what? That's not healthy. And now I know why yeah. also. And to keep me motivated to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. That's what it is for me personally. So it's not a one size fits all. You have to have the goal to lose weight. It's not that at all. It's you want to have a healthy living, and this is a great channel for it.
I've said it for many years. We are all in the business of trying to live as long as possible. That's the fact. Yeah. That's the fact.
So. I think what she said is huge because for me, you know, I plan out my day, and that that 45 minutes is in my day. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It has to, you know, for the most part, it just has to be there.
So.
Go ahead.
How this is what everybody's going to be thinking right now. They're watching this. They're listening to this. How will I get involved with this? Ron, tell us, what do people have to do? I mean, what's the enrollment specials going on? The phone number, where can we get a hold of you guys?
If you're listening and you want to join, I will tell you that the excitement that's happening right now in Clinton is off the charts. People are enrolling like crazy left and right. People were enrolling without even a location. So I would definitely get it done fast.
Yeah.
And the fastest way to do it is to call me. So if you have a pen, write down this number, 908-627-7020. We're offering an enormous deal for a 10-week challenge. It's typically $499. It's now a cash outlay of only $299.
It's amazing.
It won't last because eventually the price is just naturally going to have to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I, you know, to secure your spot on the mat, definitely call us again, 908-627-7020. And you can follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheMaxOfClinton.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see our content. You definitely can, you know, ask a question, comment on a post. You can instant message us. You can email me, radelstein@themaxchallenge.com.
Or you'll see Mark in the streets in his max apparel.
Right.
Just grab him by the arm, and he'll have an enrollment form on him ready to go.
Always
and
walking
he,
around
and he
making
does.
This look good. Always walking around making this look good. We got just
so, by the way, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You could call myself.
Yep.
You can reach out to Lauren. Mark, why don't you give them your number?
Because I don't have it memorized.
I stumped him.
That's the problem with technology. You don't have a reason to memorize anything.
This is why I have pockets and everything.
Listen, this is live radio, man. What is this?
Yep, you could call my cell directly, 908-332-0506. 908-332-0506. Or you can email me at mlarose@themaxchallenge.com.
I want to say one more thing. And I'm gonna describe the Max Challenge two ways. The first is the generic way, which is we all know it's a 10-week body transformation system designed to make massive, massive changes to your health, your appearance, and your fitness levels in 10 weeks, right? But what it really is it's oxygen, it's life, it's empowerment, it's family, it's community, it's fun, it's excitement.
It's a lot of fun.
It's enthusiasm. And it's a life changer.
Ron, phone number once again, main number.
908-627-7020. I'm so excited about this. We're all passionate about it. And guys,
absolutely.
If you're in Clinton Township, if you're in Hunter, I don't care where you are, call us. Be on board. I promise you. You're gonna thank me from ear to ear.
There we go. And speaking of thanking, Ron, Lauren Edelstein. Thank you for being here for the premiere episode of Max Living. Thanks for making this happen.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. We're going to head out here next Wednesday, 1 p.m. You're not going to want to miss Max Living. Mark LaRose, your host. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Larry Kudlow will be the next director of the National Economic Council, succeeding Gary Cohen as President Trump's top economic.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress. With more on Mueller's press conference, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so.
Case closed. That's how President Trump reacts to Mueller's comments on Wednesday. And around 40 million Americans are facing severe weather threats and possible tornadoes in the Midwest and Northeast. This after 50 tornadoes have already touched down in the Midwest this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out.